This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarus authorities Thursday cleared the main camps where migrants had huddled at the border with Poland in a change of tact that could lower the temperature in a crisis that has spiraled in recent weeks into a major east-west confrontation. The European Commission and Germany poured cold water on a proposal by Belarus that European Union countries take in 2,000 of the migrants currently on its territory. And the United States accused Minsk of making migrants pawns in efforts to be disruptive, signaling the tensions with the West were far from over. European countries have for months accused Belarus of deliberately creating the crisis by flying in migrants from the Middle East and pushing them to attempt to illegally cross its borders into Poland and Lithuania. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki Thursday cautioned against holding direct talks with Belarus on the unprecedented migrant crisis along Poland's border, saying it would legitimize the regime. The prime minister spoke after German Chancellor Angela Merkel called Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, marking the first phone call with a Western leader since the strongman suppressed mass anti-government protests last year. Merkel also talked to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The G7 group of nations condemned what it called the Belarus government's orchestration of irregular migration across its borders Thursday, as neighboring Poland reported new attempts to cross its border. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the U.S. said in a joint statement, quote, "We call on the regime to cease immediately its aggressive and exploitative campaign in order to prevent further deaths and suffering," end quote. And the U.S. Treasury Department said Thursday it sanctioned six Iranian individuals and one Iranian entity for attempting to influence the 2020 presidential election. This is VOA News. The governor of Oklahoma commuted the death sentence at the last minute Thursday of a 41-year-old black man who was to be executed for a murder he denies committing and whose case sparked a public outcry. Governor Kevin Stitt commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones to life in prison less than 4 hours before he was scheduled to die by lethal injection. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and other public figures had appealed to the governor to halt the execution. In an executive order, Stitt said he was commuting Jones's death sentence to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jones was sentenced to death in 2002 for the 1999 murder of Paul Howell, a white businessman. U.S. President Joe Biden aims to turn his win on sweeping infrastructure reform into success on his social welfare and climate agenda Thursday as lawmakers begin debating his giant Build Back Better proposals. The House cleared the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill earlier this month. It's America's biggest public works package since Dwight Eisenhower created the interstate highway system in 1956. Two Republican lawmakers who were stripped of their committee assignments over threats against Democrats can expect to be reinstated if their party wins control of the U.S. House of Representatives in next year's elections, the chamber's top Republican said Thursday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters Representatives Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene would have the right to serve on committees with Republicans in charge. He said, quote, "They may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments," end quote. This comes a day after the House censured Gosar for posting an anime video depicting him killing a Democratic lawmaker and swinging a pair of swords at President Joe Biden. The jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial began deliberating for a third day Thursday with a new defense request for a mistrial hanging over the politically and racially fraught case. The mistrial bid was sparked by a jury request Wednesday to rewatch video evidence, including drone footage that prosecutors used to try to undermine Rittenhouse's self-defense claim and portray him as the instigator of the bloodshed in Kenosha in the summer of 2020. Also Thursday, the judge in the trial says no one from U.S. network MSNBC will be allowed in the courthouse after a person claiming affiliation with MSNBC was arrested driving behind the jury bus. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.